This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be happy, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born. May all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to the excuse, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
So, I will start with some talking. I have a little story to tell. And the idea is that when that story is over, we'll try to do some guided meditation. And after that guided meditation, we just see what happens. There can be questions. I'm just back from Norway. The monks, we have every year a 3-month retreat period from July to October. And during those 3 months, we stop working. We stop teaching, we stop traveling, and we just stay put either in a monastery or a retreat center or a retreat place somewhere. And this year I tried something new. I went to Norway. I had for the first time, I tried a 3-month retreat outside the monastery. Yeah. My family has a cottage up in the mountains of Norway. And they agreed to kind of give me food so I can live like a Buddhist monastic life in Norway for 3 months. And that's a cottage like 500 meters above sea level in a mountain valley where I was the only one, more or less, for 3 months. And that was lovely. Really nice for me. I've been monk long enough now to learn. I have learned to enjoy solitude and learned to enjoy being by myself and doing my meditations. So that was really nice. And I learned one thing these 3 months in Norway. And I learned something about mountains. I learned that mountains sing. The mountains, they sing a song. And to try to explain that, I have to go back 15 years. So that is 5 years before I become a monk. I decided to go backpacking for half a year. So I earn a lot of money, working really hard as a consultant. And then I decided I would go traveling for half a year, not deciding where to go. I found that I was boring towards myself. I ate the same food I always ate. I saw the same movies. I had the same friend. I went to the same cafes. I drank the same coffee. And I went to the same place for vacations. So I decided I would go traveling for half a year and not to decide where to go. The only thing I was to decide was to where I should start. And then the plan was to connect with somebody, another backpacker, and just follow that person for, or whatever happened, follow somebody for half a year, because I was boring to myself. I started in Malaysia. I had this tropical paradise for me. There was an island called Perhentian Islands in the east coast of Malaysia. So I took an airplane to Singapore, and then the train up north, and a boat out to that island. And there I stayed for, I don't know, a couple of weeks, until I met a lady from Vienna. And she wanted to kind of travel with me. And I remember once we were sitting eating dinner in the evening, and she said that she wanted to go traveling, and she wanted to go to Nepal. And I was thinking, like, Nepal? Why Nepal? Of all places, I could travel to every single country in the whole planet with the money I had. And then I met this lady who wanted to take me to Nepal. And I was kind of seeing all this poverty and slum and diseases and crime. And like, why not Bahamas? That was what I was thinking. But then I opened my mouth and said, yeah, I want to go there too. I wanted to go traveling with her. It was a really kind of amazing lady. So we took off, flew by plane to Bangkok, and from Bangkok to Kathmandu. That's the capital of Nepal. Because she wanted to do hiking or trekking in the Himalayas. So we, in Kathmandu, we met another guy, a guy from London. So we were three of us, and we hired a guide and a guy to carry our bags. And off we went up in the mountains. And that was, for me, the first time I could really see huge mountains, like 8,000 meters mountains. I remember halfway up that trip, we got up 4 o'clock in the morning when it was really dark, and we walked up to a little hilltop not far away from where our hotel, or I don't know, yeah, call it a hotel. And the point was to see the sunrise, and we could see the mountains, the sun kind of rising up and giving light to the mountains. We could see the sun coming up in one place, and we see more and more and more and more of those huge mountains. That was, for me, really special. It was really peaceful, and there was nobody was talking, and it was really silent. Later on, in the end of the trip, I went up to this mountain pass, which is 5,400 meters above sea level. only me and one of the guides went up there, because the other ones, they were too tired. So two of us went up there, and on the top, 5,400 meters above sea level, we could see the whole Himalayas just spreading out. Lots of huge mountains, 7,000-8,000 meters tall. And up there, it was so peaceful. It was just me and this guide and a couple of other people coming and going. And it was really beautiful. And it was really calming for my mind. And this year, when I was in Norway, I was living in this mountain valley, and we had mountains there as well. They're not 8,000 meters, but they are like 1,000, 2,000 meters, but really wild. And I got back the same feeling I had in the Himalayas. Mountains give this peace to those who are walking in the mountains. And it really calms you down. And that's what I mean by the mountains. They're singing like a song. They're singing a song in a language which most people do not understand. It's a language which you somehow have to learn, because it's a song without words. But when you kind of listen to this song which the mountains give, you will have the same kind of joy, or not the same kind, but you have joy arising in your mind the same way as you listen to normal music. But people don't understand. Most people, they listen to normal music. When I was young, it was Michael Jackson, and it was Madonna, and there was this Norwegian group called A-ha. I don't know, maybe some of you have heard of those names. They give you a satisfaction. You can listen to some music, and it gives you a little bit of joy, and it's easy to understand. But there is another type of music which have the same effect, or even better effect on your mind. And that is, for me, this kind of this song which a mountain can sing, which is just silence. Most people get afraid when it's getting silent. They want to have they want things to happen. They want things to they want to hear something, do something. And when they come to a place where it's silence, the only thing you hear is it's just, you don't hear anything, and everything you see is not moving, like walking in the mountains. Then you turn on your MP3 player, or you listen to some music, because you cannot, you're not good at, you haven't learned to listen to that kind of music. Most likely you don't understand silence yet. You don't understand that silence inside of you, silence in your mind, also have a joy to it. It has a good feeling to it. But it's something you have to learn to do. And that's what we call meditation. It's a technique, it's like a training, calm down the mind so there is less negative, call it emotions and thoughts and activities inside, and more peace. And that is one of the things which I like, I'm trying to develop teaching skills, and one of the goals is to have people experiencing what it is to have a mind which is peaceful, where there's not much emotions going on, there's not not much thinking, not much like fear or anxiety or negativity or restlessness and all those negative emotions which most of us doesn't want. We don't want them to be inside. We don't want to have like traumatic memories coming up. We don't want things, anxiety. But the training to be able to let that go and then sit still and just be with a silent mind, that is something which we're trying to do here. I have kind of thought out a new way of trying a guided meditation for tonight. What most people do in the beginning, which is not skillful, is to, when they meditate, they're not able to let go of what's going on in their head. When something arises, they hang on to it. They don't want to let it go. And what I will try to do tonight is to take you on a trip. I will first explain what we're going to do, and then we do it, because this is not the normal way of a guided meditation. This will be a bit experimental. This will be a training to let go, and this will be a combination of a story which I will tell and a story which you will tell inside yourself. I will try to describe a journey walking in a mountain valley, just like the mountain valley I stayed in, this rain retreat. It's a long valley which is like a 3 hours walk to walk through that valley, and it's really beautiful. And what I will wish you to try, if you want to, is that when we start and you close your eyes, I will start to tell a story. And in that story, you will meet people. They will come up to you. That's not really people. It is what your mind will present. So while I tell a story, your mind will also tell a story. It will add on to my story, which is good. But your mind will also come up with emotions and ideas. And the idea is to develop the same attitudes as mountain hikers in Norway have. Because when we walk in the mountains in Norway, we meet lots of people. But we don't know them. The only thing we do when we are walking, we look at them and we smile to them, and maybe you wave a little bit, and you continue walking. You don't just pass them and just without looking at them. You look at them, you give them a smile, and then you pass each other, and then you continue walking. So you meet this person, you smile to him, and then you let him go. You don't stop, because you don't know that person. You don't stop and start a conversation normally. And I want you to do the same in this meditation. Your mind will create a story around my story, and there will lots of things will pop up in your head. That would be like those persons you meet in the mountains. And the only thing I wish you can do during that guided meditation is to welcome whatever it is who pops up into your mind. It can be negative emotions, it can be fear, it can be anxiety, it can be restlessness, whatever it is. And you know yourself. You are the only one who knows what's going on in your mind. And I just want you to be passive. When we do this, with our eyes closed, just let my words kind of glide into you, which will form like a journey, a mental journey, mental walk, and your mind will create more around that story, and that's good. But your mind will also create emotions or ideas which you don't want to be there. And those emotions and ideas they are the persons you meet in the mountain. And I wish you can just smile to them. Maybe say hello. But don't start a conversation. So I will try to keep the journey. I will try to keep talking for a while. I'll see how it goes. I don't know yet. Please fill in. Whatever your mind does, just let it do it. Please do not be an active don't use your will. Don't try to create. Just let your mind do what it does. And just be an observer. Observe what your mind does. Just observe what I say and see what happens in your mind. If something pops up which doesn't belong to the story, just greet it. Say hello. Smile. And then continue walking. Don't start any conversation with whatever pops up in your mind which doesn't belong to a nice story. That's training. It's a training of meeting emotions, meeting your will, your ill will, your fear, your worries, your concerns, your ideas, your fantasies, and just smile. Say hello and then continue walking. In this kind of walk we do in an imaginary mountain valley, just walk and just greet everything you see with kindness, with a smile, and let them go. Everything. So I will try to make a nice journey. See what happens. If you mind coloring the story, please let it do that. If something negative pops up, just smile and continue walking. I'll probably talk quite much in the beginning, and then I'll talk less and less and less after a while, and then we'll see what we do in the end. Was that possible to understand? Was that kind of clear, the idea I want to try? This is not the traditional guided meditation, but let's see how this works out. So please, if you can turn off the light, turn the light down. Thank you. the mountains, they, as I said in the beginning, the mountains are really nice places to go to find peace, to find harmony, to let everything just calm down. And out of that, if it's done properly, you will see more and more silence, more and more harmony, more and more peace and contentment. And that's this song of the mountains. So again, I will try to tell a story. If your mind fills in and changes or improves that story, please let it do that, but don't be active. Let your mind just flow by itself. And if you meet some strangers, negative, positive, whatever strangers pops up, see whether you can see them coming as you are walking and smile to them. Just inside of your head. When you see this thought, when you see this fear, when you have this anxiety, if you see this restlessness in yourself, just be aware of it. Just acknowledge it's there. But don't start the conversation. Just see it and let it go. And try to continue like a journey walking in the mountains. But the very beginning, a few words about your bodily posture. I think most of you have been there before, but anyway, try to sit as comfortable as possible. If you have any belts or anything tight, just loosen it up. Try to really relax your hand somewhere on your chair or on your legs. Try to be relaxed and let your body be at peace and at ease. Move around until you find a position you like. In the very beginning, we just do a couple of minutes of body contemplation, body scanning, and then I will try to tell a little story. So first to ground ourselves in this body, see whether you can feel your body touching the floor and your feet touching the floor. Have a feel whether your feet are comfortable, are they relaxed. And then your legs, are they relaxed now? Are there any tensions in the muscles? If there is, then try to relax your legs. let your legs relax on the floor with no tensions. All the muscles relaxing. And then your knees. Are there any tensions, pains or aches in your knees? If you feel anything in your knees, then try to send some goodwill from your mind down to the knees. Make your knees relax. Your knees can relax now because they're not carrying the weight of your body. And then your upper part of your legs and your back, your bum. Is it relaxed sitting on the floor or on a chair or lying down on the floor? Just feel your thighs. Feel your back end. Make sure it sits comfortably on the chair or in your sofa. Really let your body relax. And feel your tummy, your stomach. Normally there's lots of tensions there. Relax all your muscles around your tummy. Don't hold it in. Just let it be absolutely natural. You will feel that the breath going in and out. Just let it flow completely natural. Relax your tummy. And your back and your spine. Make sure it rests nicely in your chair. No tensions. Make your body loose and relaxed. And then your chest. Is there any tensions there? Any muscles or tense? Try to relax the whole upper part of your body. Let it be absolutely natural and really relaxed and loose. Your hands. Make sure they rest nicely, softly, somehow. so you don't need to move them for the next 15-20 minutes. Let out all your tensions in your hands and your fingers. Don't move a finger. Just let your fingers be. Just the way they want to be. And your shoulders. Normally lots of tension is in your shoulders. Just let your whole upper part, including your shoulders, just hang. Relax. Don't hold them up. Don't create any tensions with any muscle. Just relax. If there's any place now in your body which is still tense, and try to fix that up somehow, relax that part, so your body is really loose. Then your neck. Try to sit in a position where your neck can be relaxed. Your head is not leaning too much forward or backwards. Just naturally balanced. So your neck can be at ease. Your face, tension is around your eyes, and let them go. Just let your eyes be closed and at ease and relaxed. And try to make your mouth either opened or closed anyway. As long as there's no tension in your face. And also in your forehead. No tensions. Let your whole face be totally relaxed. Try to feel your body now. Is there anywhere with discomfort? And try to relax that part. last part is your brain. That's where we say that we have all the thinking and all the emotions, and that's what we're going to try to calm down now in a guided meditation. I would repeat again what we're trying to do. Just keep your body relaxed, your eyes closed, and try to be a passive observer. Don't try to improve or change or make anything. See if you can just observe what is going on inside your mind. See all your thinking, all your ideas, all your fantasies, all your negativities. See them. And as I said, when I'm trying to tell this story, whatever pops up in your mind during that story, which doesn't belong to this story, see that. Just see it. And be kind. Try to smile inside your mind. Be positive. But don't start any conversation with this person you're meeting while you walk in the mountains. Whatever pops up in your mind during this guided meditation is just somebody we meet walking in the mountains. And we just say hello, we smile, and then we keep walking. We basically let them go. Maybe it's the same emotion, an idea, fantasy. It comes again and again and again during this walk in the mountains. That is fine. Everyone we meet walking is just a friend you meet. You smile and you continue walking. If we stop talking to people in the mountains, far up in a mountain valley, what you will find is peace, silence, harmony, contentment, rest. And that's the song of the mountains. These mountains, they're like artists which are singing a song. And they're really rock. And they're rock solid. And when you walk in the mountains, they are silent. The mountains are silent because they want you to be silent as well, while you're walking among them. They're your teacher on both sides when you're walking in the mountain valley, on how to find peace, tranquility. And from that peace which arises, there will be joy arising when this is done properly, long enough. And then you will start to understand how beautiful it is, how amazing it is, how lovely it is to have a mind which can rest, who can let go, who can be at peace, who can recharge. So afterwards you can continue living your life with more energy. All those huge mountains, whether in Himalayas or in Norway or in Australia, they don't talk to you where you walk with them or close to them. They want you to be silent as well. Be passive. Whatever comes up in your mind, treat that as a stranger you meet in the mountains. Don't stop. Don't start any conversation with your thoughts, emotions. Just see them and continue walking this guided meditation. There is this mountain valley with huge mountains on each side. They go 1,000 meters up on each side, and there's no trees. It's open and it's green, and there are lakes, and it's peaceful. In the beginning we have to walk through a forest. So in the beginning, while we're walking, you only see trees. And the trees are covering everything on your sides and also above you. You can hardly see the sky. But it's a beautiful, nice path in this forest. Trees are beautiful. And there's flowers on the ground. The leaves, they are green. And when you walk in this forest, if you see somebody coming, in your mind, any thoughts or any emotions, just be aware of them. Give them a smile, but then continue this journey, this walk. This is an uphill. Beginning is uphill and it's rocky and it's a bit dark. But it's not too steep, so it's a comfortable walk. As we walk path through that forest, we're getting higher and higher up. And it's getting fewer and fewer trees.
you see more and more of the landscape around you. You're starting to see the mountains on each side. And you just keep walking. See whether your mind can make up this story. See whether you can see this happening in your mind. And whatever your mind adds to it is fine. Just let it be a story. And greet everything with a smile. Higher up, we come to this place where there's no more trees. So it's an open landscape. You see a river in the middle of the valley. And there's mountains going up on each side, 1,000 meters. It's green all the way up, half the way up the mountains. You can see some birds flying. And you're walking alongside that river in the middle. This is really crystal clear water, pure and clean. And you're walking this comfortable path, which lots of people have been walking on. And if you meet somebody, just smile. Smile to that thought, that fantasy. And just keep walking along this river. On your right hand side, a bit up, you can see a couple of cottages. Small, simple cottages. They're beautiful. It's silent. On the left hand side, a bit farther away, you see some cows grassing. And you're just walking on this flat, comfortable, nice path. As you walk, you come to a place where the river end up being a little lake. A beautiful, still lake with no wind. And you go towards that lake. Sit down close to that lake and lean over and look at the surface of that lake. Something might pop up on that surface. Just see it and let it go. And we just rise up again and start walking. As you continue walking, the mountains become wilder and wilder, taller, and more silent. It's a really beautiful valley. There's nobody disturbing you there. And those you meet, whatever pops up in your mind, just let it go. And you continue walking along a beautiful river. And you come to a bridge. A nice wooden bridge. And you're crossing over that bridge. You get to the other side of the river. And what you see is just pure, clean water. Green grass. Some butterflies playing around. And just the stillness of the mountains. There's no wind making any noise. And you just continue walking. Whatever comes up in your mind, which doesn't belong to a story like this, see whether you can be positive and just continue walking, making a story, a nice story. A nice place to be. Further up, there's a big lake. There's no wind, so in the lake, you see the reflections of the mountains. Nobody is talking to you. There's nothing to do. It's just pure, genuine nature. Grass, water, mountains, peace, calmness, tranquility. And you go up to this beautiful lake and you sit down close by the water. In a nice, comfortable position. And you just feel the silence. everything around you tries to create silence. So you sit there, relaxed, and you see the birds flying high up around the mountain tops. Mountains are majestic. They're stable. They're not moving. And the mountains are trying to help you. Be peaceful, to be silent. See if you can paint in. See whether you can create a beautiful image of you sitting there in peaceful surroundings and nobody around. See the mountains, see the lake, see the grass, it's soft. Place where you're free from all kind of disturbance. And as you sit there in this mountain valley, then look at your mind as if you were sitting there in this mountain, trying to help you to be peaceful. See what's going on in your mind. Whatever pops up, see if you can let that go. How does your mind feel right now? Can you feel some of the silence? some of the peace. And if you do, how does it feel? I will ring the gong now 3 times. And after the 3rd, we can finish off. This is like a bit of an experimental way of a guided meditation. It's a technique I've been using a lot, trying to create some positive, like a positive fantasy, and then everything which is negative, you can just let it go, and you build something beautiful inside. So it helps both to calm you down and then build something positive, something beautiful, so you feel good afterwards. This is not like a meditation which kind of takes you into some really, really deep meditation. There's a very good thing to do in the beginning.
Quick questions from the beginner.
Yeah, so if anybody dares to ask questions, I think that's the main problem. Oh yeah, of course.
Now you were saying that emotions will come up,
yeah,
with different things at the beginning, right, but an emotion kept coming back to me.
Yes.
What does it mean? Like, it just kept coming back. I need to let that go, or that's just...
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just... The method is basically whatever kind of pops up, you see it, and you add some kindness, and then you try to move your awareness somewhere else. For example, into a beautiful story or a meditation object. And whatever pops up, if it's this thing comes again and again and again, that's okay. It's really okay. I know that myself, if I go into like a retreat, it takes a while before all the roughest, toughest emotions go away, and they come again and again and again. But they will calm down if you just stay with it long enough. Just like water, if there's water with waves on it, if you just wait and not create anything negative out of it, it will calm down. But it's not done in like 20 minutes. Okay.
Instead of being like strangers, I just kept grabbing all the emotions. Just join my posse, walk with me. Let's just walk.
Yeah, okay.
Walk
okay.
together.
Yeah.
And then the posse started getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, okay. It's really nice if you can just make your own way, make your own methods, play around. You have to find your kind of find methods which is fun, inspiring for yourself, and then you will keep doing it.
Well, that was very inspiring. It was very affecting in my mind, and it did show what emotion just kept coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could still, I was doing the masses and doing the walking, and it just...
Yeah, it comes again and again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just train yourself, when you see it, don't be negative, and just keep walking.
And don't do this to them.
Yeah.
You kept going,
It is actually the same thing as you can do in normal life.
Just open.
Yeah. It's basically the same method you can use in kind of walking normal life. You're doing your work, you're walking to somewhere, something pop up, you see it and let it go. Try to learn, try to be aware, mindfulness, awareness, and just learn to let it go and don't make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then your mind would calm down a little by little. Other? Did you have a question?
You commented show kindness to your when a thought comes up, you show kindness and let it go.
Yeah.
What do you mean show kindness? Is that just smiling toward and just letting it go? Got quite a few people come through saying show kindness and...
Yeah.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah. You have to figure out how to do that yourself. Everybody has this ability to kind of generate kindness towards something. Like typically a mother to his child, it's kind of natural, it's there. And that can somehow, you can learn to generate that and direct it to anything. And that's something you just have to do and do and do until you get it. And you see that inside yourself, you can have a positive, kind, smiling emotion to something else. You probably have to work on it for a while until you get it. But you just have to find that way to generate some kindness.
Mm.
And if it feels good inside, that's a good sign you're doing the right way. Any other comments or questions?
Especially from people who are new, just before the old people.
Peter?
Sort of like a rush of inspiration for the first time in many years. You've come all this way to teach for free. And
yep.
Thank you.
Okay, yep. You're welcome. I'm the one who, I also get a lot out of this. That's another story. That's difficult to explain. Please.
You did rains during summer at home in Norway?
Yeah, that's the... this is European summer. So
yeah.
It's in one sense, it's perfect. European summer is like from, I don't know, June, July until end of August. Maybe a bit of September. So it's perfect. For me, being in Europe, this, what we call rain retreat, was amazing. Here it's kind of rainy and cold. Oh, what you call cold? It's not minus 20, that's cold, okay? So, yeah. I know this was a kind of a bit of an untraditional kind of exercise, but I think it was worthwhile. Learn to create something nice and positive in your mind and let go of everything which is you find as negative and suffering. Look somewhere else. Look at something positive. Look at something beautiful.